this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting at least two gunmen opened fire in a marketplace Wednesday in Tel Aviv, killing four people and wounding at least five. Ben Hartman is with the Jerusalem Post.
It's a very tranquil, kind of upscale shopping area that was only recently built, and it's also right next to the Defense Ministry headquarters. It's not the type of place where people have their guard up or are expecting something.
Police say two gunmen were neutralized with one shot. There has been no claim of responsibility. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress Wednesday.
Let us work together to convert shared ideals into practical cooperation. There can be no doubt that in advancing this relationship, both nations stand to gain.
In his speech, Mr. Modi called for a closer relationship between India and the U.S., particularly when it comes to fighting terrorism. His trip to the U.S. is an attempt to strengthen the growing relationship between the two countries. As Hillary Clinton basks in the glory of gaining enough votes to get the Democratic presidential nomination, she and Democratic rival Bernie Sanders inched closer to what party loyalists hope will be a period of reconciliation. Clinton claimed her party's nomination after primary election victories in California, New Jersey, New Mexico, and South Dakota. Sanders won North Dakota's and Montana's primaries Tuesday. President Obama called both Democratic candidates, congratulating Clinton and thanking Sanders for mobilizing millions of voters. Presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump also spoke Tuesday to an enthusiastic crowd. This is VOA News. A U.S. State Department spokesman says his department will provide a congressional panel with preliminary information about the deliberate editing of a 2013 public briefing. An exchange with a reporter on the subject of the Iran nuclear negotiations was deleted from the video but retained in a briefing transcript. The edit had raised questions about the administration's transparency on the talks. A spokesman says a preliminary response will be given to the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. He says a fuller response will be given in a week or so. UN investigators are accusing the Eritrean government of a quarter century of systematic human rights violations. A report released by the UN Commission of Inquiry on Human Rights in Eritrea says the violations amount to crimes against humanity. Mike Smith is a commission chairman.
The commission has concluded that Eritrean officials have committed crimes against humanity. The crimes of enslavement, imprisonment, enforced disappearance, torture, persecution, rape, murder, and other inhumane acts have been committed as part of a widespread and systematic campaign against the civilian population since 1991.
The commissioners call Eritrea an authoritarian state with no independent judiciary, national assembly, or democratic institutions. Four people were reportedly killed when police in Papua New Guinea opened fire during a protest in the capital, Port Moresby. Phil Mercer reports.
Protesters say the police in Papua New Guinea fired shots directly into the crowd during a rally over alleged government corruption. The violence reportedly took place when officers tried to arrest the president of a student council. Thousands of students at the University of Papua New Guinea have been protesting and boycotting classes for several weeks amid growing political unrest in the South Pacific nation. Following Wednesday's disturbances, rioting and looting was reported in Port Moresby. Phil Mercer, Sydney.
A suicide bomber blew up his car outside a police headquarters near Turkey's border with Syria. Officials say four people were killed by the blast in the town of Midyat in Kurdish-majority Mardin province. As many as 30 people were wounded. Afghan police say insurgents abducted 47 passengers from a bus in Kunduz province in northern Afghanistan Wednesday morning. A provincial police chief says security forces rescued a few of the hostages and then began planning an operation to release them. No group has taken responsibility for the incident. This is the third mass kidnapping in the last 9 days. Briefly looking at markets on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were up. European markets were mixed on the day. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA.